We continue our reading of the prophet Isaiah in chapter 48. We begin today at verse 12 and continue to the end of the chapter at verse 22. Isaiah 48, 12 to 22. Now, in our evening sermon tonight, we're going to hear from the book of Chronicles that God promises that when his people repent and pray to him in a time of distress, he will literally move heaven and earth to deliver his people. And what Isaiah is writing about is one of the greatest episodes of that. He's talking to the generation in his future who are in the Babylonian exile, and he promises the sovereignty of God. These chapters hammer the theme of God's sovereign power, and he's going to uphold, really, world history. The Babylonian Empire is going to fall, and Cyrus is going to be put on the throne, and a whole series of international events are going to take place so that his people might be delivered. And what's fascinating is the primary voice speaking in this passage is that of Jesus Christ. Speaking in the Old Testament, he is the one, he says, the Lord God has sent me and his Spirit. The one who speaks that way is our Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. And Jesus promises a great redemption. Well, his greatest redemption was for everyone who calls upon him, his conquest of sin and the grave through his cross and open tomb. Now, Jesus also laments here, as he often did in his own life, that this whole Babylonian exile was really unnecessary. It was only because the people had continued in sin. Now, that's going to connect with our sermon this morning. And why should we wage warfare against our sin? Well, the final verse of this chapter says, "There is no peace, says the Lord, for the wicked." Well, let's give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, Isaiah 48, beginning at verse 12. "Listen to me, O Jacob and Israel, whom I called. I am he. I am the first, and I am the last. My hand laid the foundation of the earth, and my right hand spread out the heavens. When I call to them, they stand forth together. Assemble, all of you, and listen. Who among them has declared these things? The Lord loves him. He shall perform his purpose on Babylon, and his arm shall be against the Chaldeans. I, even I, have spoken and called him. I have brought him, and he will prosper in his way. Draw near to me. Hear this. From the beginning I have not spoken in secret. From the time it came to be, I have been there. And now the Lord God has sent me and his Spirit. Thus says the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I am the Lord your God, who teaches you to profit, who leads you in the way you should go. Oh, that you had paid attention to my commandments, then your peace would have been like a river and your righteousness like the waves of the sea. Your offspring would have been like sand and your descendants like its grains. Their name would never be cut off or destroyed from before me. Go out from Babylon, flee from Chaldea, declare this with a shout of joy, proclaim it, send it out to the end of the earth. Say, the Lord has redeemed his servant Jacob. They did not thirst when he led them through the deserts. He made water flow from them from the rock. He split the rock and the water gushed out. There is no peace, says the Lord, for the wicked. The grass withers and the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever. Amen."